So I was in the steam room at the Luxor last year.
My
Big
God,
Fatty, his
ever...
balls were in my face.
Oh, wait. We're on.
Oh, shit.
From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Beaver Beer. You want the nice IPA taste of homemade brew? Then check out Beaver Beer at beaverbeer.com. Fine purveyors of amber, lager, pale ale, and big red IPA. And don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DI Plus for a boozy discount. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined by the booze-free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hey, Daniel. Pretty much is booze-free for me.
It is. It is a booze-free state there. How are you doing today?
I'm doing excellent. I'm down 13 pounds as of this morning on my low-carb diet.
All right. I hate you. Goodbye, everyone. And thank you so much for listening to
this is my
the
celebration
show.
Here. I don't know if you can see
but sweet vanilla cream-filled cupcakes.
You see, Saturdays are my carb day, my cheat day, and I'm having four cupcakes. I had a pizza just now.
So you're having a pizza and you are having the cupcakes.
And we have restaurant of the week tonight. I don't even know what that's going to be yet. So.
Wow. You know, I don't mean to interrupt your fascinating story here to tell you this, but I don't know if you're aware of this or not. This is the Pride 48 live streaming weekend.
Really?
Over at pride48.com. We are participating. I didn't know if you knew that or not.
Well, I have been noticing those fabulous images rotating on the right-hand side showing shows.
We'll get into that later. But in the meantime, I did want to say a very, very hearty hello and welcome to all the folks in the chat room over at Pride 48. I could read them, and I will. I'll just go ahead and read them. Blue, Romo, Skeeter, Antivira, Charles, A Wild Cub, Tom, Boyfire, D.I. Ant, Dubious, TJ, Gary in Albuquerque, George in Atlanta, GFN General, Good Humor, Penguin, that's Michael Fine, Casey in Denver, Kenner1, Kingsley, Kratos77, Nessa, Nico, Nico Martinez is here, Not, Nowhere Chrissy, Nowhere Nicole, Pleased to Meet You, Christian, Ramble Redhead, RC Plus Size, RT Cruiser, Seder69, SBA Matt, Veritable Virgo, Wings Over Sharks, Eukogen is busy being naked. And then we have our idlers off on the side there. That would be Big Fatty, Turnip Head, Brother Sinatus, Chris in Brussels, Dr. Wesley, Pythagoras Stone, Moose P, Mike 70, 1972, Q Sledge, Timmy Sims, What's His Name, and I think that's it.
And coming up next, we're going to read the dictionary.
Excellent. And that was about an hour. So who's coming up after us? I think it's we're going to Mexico after us, right? To the Angry Pantry.
I had to wait on the image to rotate to tell you that.
Excellent. So, Adam, how are you this fine Pride weekend? I think you've kind of already touched on it a little bit, you've lost 13 pounds. You're very excited about that.
I am. I didn't even expect it because I've been trying not to weigh all week, you know.
Right.
And I get on the scale this morning and I was like, woohoo, you know, I could eat as much as I want now today. Well, actually, that's the whole goal on Saturdays. Yeah. But I am moving.
Yeah, I think I'm actually going to do this. It's a lovely day today in the Nutmeg State here. And I was thinking what I might do after the show is run up the road to the dairy farm, to the Rich Farm Dairy, and I get
myself...
Are
you just going to like get right up under a cow and like squeeze the milk into your mouth?
This is a lovely dairy that's right up the road from here. I'm going to post the link in the chat room. This is not a made up thing. It's the richfarmicecream.com is the website for those of you listening on the podcast later. But they make their homemade ice cream. They make their ice cream on location every day. I have they're very good. They have if you ever go there, do not order the small waffle cone unless you have, you know, brought a wagon or something to put it in, because their small waffle cone is the size of a small child. You actually have to, you know, go up and order the kitty size just to have something that is not 16 pounds.
But Daniel, as Paula Deen likes to say,
oh dear God,
the milk is always better fresh from the udder.
You know, that will be the only time that we talk about Paula Deen on today's episode. You know, because I think I don't know why I didn't do this last night. I should have taken the extra, you know, couple of minutes to go and pick up the domain name itgetsbutter.com and done the, you know, one of those like kind of a mashup between the It Gets Better and the Leave Britney Alone kind of a thing. Just do the right. You know, Paula Deen with it. Leave me alone. It gets butter. Anyway, there we go. It just enough of the Paula Deen today. So tell me about, yeah, I see here on the old Trello that you were going to talk about Mittens and Pride 48.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll do that. Well, so now that we've actually been doing all this Pride 48 stuff, right, I've been pondering the whole Mittens thing. And I was thinking, you know, I'm a good boy. I'm a saint when I go on trips. I don't do anything, you know, untoward or, you know, in the slightest bit. I'm just pure. But as most people know, I tend to be flirtatious. I like to wear skimpy clothing. I like to ask people for cock pics in my email and all kinds of stuff. Plus, all of our podcasting friends are all, you know, boisterous, gay, you know, Donna Sugars, for instance, you know.
Donna Sugars!
And I'm thinking, I'm very affected by the status of my boyfriend's mood.
Yes.
So will he or will he not have a good time and even enjoy me and my friends on this weekend? And if he doesn't enjoy this, how will that affect my once a year trip to see all of my friends?
Right.
So I don't know. I mean, I'm telling him I'm not saying I don't want him to go, but it's like, I'm just confused. I don't know.
See, I
don't know what to do about it.
We've had this conversation before. My thinking is I don't want Robert to go. Just because, not because I don't love him, and not, I mean, if he wants to go to Vegas, then I will be happily go to Vegas with him at any point in time. That's fine. But when you're there, he doesn't, you know, he's not into podcasting. He doesn't listen to the other podcasts, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's kind of like, but I am. And
right.
You and I kind of end up being ground zero where people want a piece of our time. And then he gets...
Yes, people want a piece of me
and
occasionally.
Yeah, well, nobody ever wants a piece of me. But the point is that, you know, we tend to be doing a lot of business things there, a lot of behind-the-scenes mechanical stuff, like just keeping the wheels rolling stuff. And that means that I can't spend time with him. I can't, you know, go out and sit at the tables and play the games or whatever. By the way, there is a Google Plus event for this. I forgot to mention this. Thank you, Seder69, for bringing this up. Seder has posted his drink on the event. So if you follow Dubious Intent on Google Plus, you got invited to this event. So if you want to post your drink, what you're doing there, we will see it during the show. It looks like Seder is drinking, what would you call that, Adam? It's out of a skull mug.
I'm not even looking over there. Where do I have a
it
plus?
It looks
page
as though that some kind of skull mug with a USB cable coming out of it. I'm not sure if that's just, you know, a messy desk or whether that is some kind of a USB powered cooling device there.
Well, it could be. Well, actually, I'm on Google Plus and all I see is some ground beef with guacamole on top of it. I think that must have been your lunch.
That was my lunch. Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
That was homemade guacamole, by the way.
It, you know, that mug reminds me of Skeletor.
Yeah, it does.
From He-Man.
Right. So it must be a He-Man-sized beverage in there. I'm going to guess that, although the ice looks weird. Or is that...
You know, I can imagine Seder liking He-Man, Skeletor, because he calls his member the Impaler. It sounds very medieval, you know, very, you know, like some big sword, you know, that you would see He-Man, you know, carrying
all right,
around.
Wait, right here. I have it now. He has just left us a voicemail explaining what it is. I'm sure that's what it is. So let me just play that real quick.
I thought we weren't doing that on this show.
That was on the kickoff show that we were doing.
Oh, I see.
People were requesting that in the kickoff show last night.
We already needed laughs. At the, you know, we're only 10 minutes in. We couldn't get a laugh, so we had to play the fucking... Right. I want to say about the goat, by the way, everyone.
Yes.
The goat was my idea. In fact, when I brought up the whole goat thing, Daniel J. Brewer V,
the fifth,
was poo-pooing the goat. Until he found that particular clip.
Right. That,
then it, the goat was amazing.
You know what it is? It's all right. So like an avocado on its own is, you know, it's just an avocado. Right. A little bit of mayo on its own is just a little bit of mayo. An onion is just an onion. Peppers are just peppers. A squeeze of lime is just, you know, just citric. Right. But citrus. Right. Right. But when you add them together, they are more than the sum of their parts. They are delicious and wonderful homemade guacamole that you see there on that salad that I made. So I think it's the same thing here. Is the goat is, you know, a goat, a screaming goat is really just a screaming goat, and Whitney Houston is just some dead chick. But when you add them together, you really do.
It's magic.
Yeah, magic happens. Magic, magic happens. So that's all I got to say right there. So. Excellent.
That's right. So I see here. So yes. Anyway, if anyone has any advice, you know, any boyfriend advice, should I not? You can contact me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can leave a comment on our website, which is dubiousintent.com.
We do this at the end of the show, though.
I know. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Give me advice, you know, on what I should do. But I see that you, I think you've already talked about this, but you went to NPR in the park.
I did. And I was going to talk about that, but just real quick, Sater says that is a skull mug that he got at Treasure Island in Vegas. So it is a skull mug from Vegas from his first Pride 48. And it's Hawaiian Punch with Otter Pops.
I just hope that Sater knows he's not currently in Vegas.
Right.
Exactly. This is the From Home Pride 48.
Right.
We will be in Vegas in September.
Do I have that? I think I used to have this because there was a show that used to be on that I was loosely affiliated with that is no longer in production.
That seems to happen to shows that you're on.
Yeah. I don't have it here. I was going to say if I had that sound, I was going to. I was gonna do a little test kitchen piece there and tell people how they could make a Hawaiian punch. So if you want to listen this evening on the stream, all the fine shows coming up this evening, and you would like to have an adult version of a Hawaiian punch, this is what you need to do. Get yourself something right down here with it. What you want to do is you want to get yourself a little bit of cranberry juice, some amaretto, and some Southern Comfort. And just a splash of either pineapple or orange, or in the best world, both. So what you want to do is you want to put equal parts of Southern Comfort and amaretto in a glass, right? In ice, and that's going to make your base there, right? And then you have to trust me on this. And then you want to do maybe the majority of the juice that you want to put in there is going to be the cranberry that will give you the nice red flavor. I mean, the red coloring. And then you want to put a little bit of the pineapple and the orange there. Mix that all up. And I swear to you that would... Oh, someone has helpfully put this in...
You know, and I always thought...
These things are just happening behind the scenes here. Here we go. Yes. All right. So what you want to do is you want to just mix that juice in there, right? And I swear to you, it will taste exactly like a Hawaiian punch, but
Daniel,
lots of alcohol.
I always thought the way you made a Hawaiian punch is you got Kyle in Hawaii, you stripped him naked, you fucked him senseless, and then punched him in the face right as you were about to come. I don't know. That's my version of the Hawaiian punch. I don't know.
All right, here we go. What happened is that I am a huge fan of a musician named Jonathan Coulton. I don't know if you guys in the chat room know him or not, but he is one of my favorite musicians. And I am a member of his fan club, and I got the email saying that he would be performing live in Central Park. And so I checked the dates, and I said, oh, I see, he's going to be performing live in Central Park as part of the NPR show Ask Me Another, which they were filming, they were recording in Central Park. And this is a radio show that's done from the same people that do the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. So it's kind of a trivia, you know, brainy kind of a show on NPR. So I was psyched, right? I was like, all right, cool. So if I leave work a little early on Friday, I can hit the train. I can be in Central Park by the time that the show starts at 8:00. And so Stephen and I went there to Central Park and the train, there was a problem with the drawbridge. Like the only day in the universe that the MTA trains like were like 90 minutes delayed and whatnot. So we barely made it. there. So we get there, and it's kind of cool. So it's this large outdoor, if you've ever been to Central Park, the summer stage is where we were at. So it's this large outdoor stage with some bleachers around it and a large open area, the seat there. And they had all the radio stuff set up on the stage. And this is what I found fascinating. This is what I want to talk about.
I know what you did.
What?
You walked up to the stage and said, look.
I need a little more bass.
I do this. I do. I run an international podcasting empire, and I will tell you how you should do this. We could even do a Google Hangout.
Right.
To bring in people who are not here.
Right.
Let's make it work.
So this is what I wanted to say. There were six, count them, six engineers on the stage for them to do this hour-long radio show. So this hour-long radio show is recorded over the course of 2 hours. And at the end of each segment, they are segmented much like we are, and we segment our stuff out into this is the segment now, for those of you listening at home, this is the segment of what we did this week, right? And then we have the tech segment, and then we have the contact segment, and yada, yada, yada. And the
you
news.
Skipped my two favorite segments.
Right, the news segment and the birthday segments that nobody ever likes. But the point is that we have all these segments. So after each segment, they would then stop, and the six engineers would huddle together and then have them repeat things. So in this case, let's pretend that we are now done with the news of of our week or whatever. They would whisper in my ear, and then I would have to then say in front of our live audience. So once again, I would have to say, "Oh, I see here. It's a skull mug that he got from Treasure Island during his first Pride 48." See, and they would make them re-record random lines that they didn't quite get right the first time. And the thing that annoyed me about it, all right, but before we get to the part that annoyed me.
I want to say, Daniel.
Yes.
You know, where you said the news, could you just say that a little bit slower?
Right, exactly.
Lower your voice just a little bit.
Here's the thing. It dawned on me. It's like, wait a second. It takes six of them to do what we do every week, basically, with just the two of us, right? I mean, this is like classic overblown. You have your line producer, your two engineers, and your gaffer, and your whatever, right? So we basically handle all that of ourselves, and so that on the one hand is a testament to podcasting, right? Bringing this kind of stuff that used to be unattainable to people to the general masses, right? We can all record podcasts, and we can all do the same things that they're doing on NPR with a whole lot less people and a whole lot less expense. But the thing that annoyed me, I think, the most about it was that they kept saying that this is live in Central Park. That's the part that annoyed me. It's like, no, you can no longer, once you start editing and re-recording lines and setting up fake situations like that and making the audience applaud again for something that they've all applauded, it's no longer live, in my opinion. It's like, now you're lying to your audience. That's what I'm trying to say.
So you walked up to him, you were like, you just need to do it live.
Do it live. I mean, don't you agree? I mean, it's like if you're going to bill this as being live, right? I understand if they do it in a studio normally and they record and they want to get the sounds just right and everything. But if you're calling it live, then God damn it, it should be live. Barring, it's okay to bleep out something or something, that was just absolutely, like a hideous buzz in the thing. But to sit there and just re-record random lines because someone like talked too fast or whatever,
I want to say a special shout out to my man in the chat room, Mr. Mittens.
Oh, Mittens has joined. Oh, hi,
I don't know
Mittens.
If he's listening, but apparently he's in the, I know he's in the chat room because of the hashtag he used because anyway.
Right.
So did you criticize them? Did you go up to each of the six people?
I didn't. But the worst part of the evening was that this was the one episode of Ask Me Anything or whatever it was called. What was it called? Wait, I've already forgotten the name of the show. Ask Me Another.
Wait, don't ask.
No, it was called Ask Me Another. So it was the one episode where they had a musical guest. So Jonathan Colton didn't actually perform solo. He was singing with some hippie ukulele chick, her songs. So that was kind of a disappointment because I really was there to see Jonathan Colton, and I did get to see him, but he had to sing ukulele songs, and that was
ew.
Just wrong.
Why are we posting pictures of someone?
Don't ever, rule number one of Fight Club, don't ever look at the pictures in the chat room. Tell me, Adam.
Yes, Daniel.
Maybe this is why they have six engineers to keep these things moving. And speaking of moving, by the way, that was an excellent segue. What is it? Say it's here on the Trello that you are moving.
I think you called that a meta segue yesterday.
It is. It is a meta segue when I reference how great the segue was.
I am moving. You should see the my half of the Palatial Pride 48 studios. It's such a large studio that we have to get on a Google Hangout to actually see each other. So you can't see this half, but this half of the studio is in shambles. Mm-hmm. I'm moving to a home, which apparently you were not aware of yesterday.
I wasn't.
Moving to a new house. And so I've been trying to incrementally pack boxes along the way, but it's very challenging because you're looking at every item in your house or in your apartment and you're like, will I need that for the next 3 weeks? Yeah. You know, you're going down your list, you know, and then I don't know if anybody, but you have all this random shit that you're like, what box do I put that in and do I even need it? So you end up with these boxes that are just labeled crap or junk or, you know, and, you know, you just throw right. everything. There is no organization whatsoever.
And let you know now, I don't know if you know this or not about me. I move a lot. So you need to get a handle on that now because it will never get any better because I moved shit from house to house to house. And it's not until you finally commit to sitting down and going through the shit and throwing it out that you will just keep moving that stuff from house to house to house.
Yeah, well, my parents live here as well, and they have inherited or kept some boxes from when I was growing up. And I swear I probably have, you know, a half dozen junk boxes from my high school years, you know, in their attic. And they're like, oh, great, you're moving into a house. You can have these boxes now.
Yes.
So I'm going to have all my junk boxes from now. And I'm pretty good at throwing stuff away. When I moved from Dallas, I threw away a bunch of stuff. And I actually threw away I threw away TiVo.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
TiVo,
well, yeah, nobody
because
liked
it was like 10 years old. I'm like, yeah. I don't even know if this would still work. So I threw it away. It had the little, you had to connect this wire and then hang this thing over the front of your television so that the remote would actually work with it. Change the channel.
It's called an IR blaster.
Yeah, you had to do one of those things back in the day. Couldn't use your phone. Anything like that. So anyway, yes, I'm packing. It's very, my air conditioning is also not working to its fullest.
Yeah, I don't know if you notice, I've got a fan here in the back here. It's quite warm over on this side of the studio this evening.
Now people will think that I'm whining, and maybe I am.
Yes, you are.
But when it gets up to 95 degrees, and it will get hotter this summer, but when it gets up that hot, I have my AC set on like 65 just to keep it at 73 in here.
Wow.
Well, the studio is, and I know people say 73, that's what I keep mine on all the time. That's great. That's a wonderful. It's hot to me. Okay. I like it to be 69. That is the temperature
No, iconoclastically, I'm sure is what you meant by that.
Iconoclastically, I like that.
I just got to let you know here that we're 7 minutes away from our mid mark, so we're a tad behind schedule here. I just wanted to keep us moving quite along. Well, in order to get all of this content, if you want to get all of this hour, then
that's all I had to say.
All right. So the final thing that we wanted to do here in this little segment.
Do you have a sad trombone ready?
I do not. Although I hear on podcasts that they will explain to you what a sad trombone if you don't know.
I don't want to know.
What I want to say is this is our final show. So it's not just Spanking B. Arthur that's doing their final show this weekend. We also are doing our final show for the season.
I was just waiting. I wanted a pregnant pause there.
Right. It's called a Sashura. Right.
So what we're doing, and I might have mentioned it last night, I don't know, but we are going to take iconoclastic something or other.
It's
from
right
cocktails
there.
And cream puffs.
Right. We're taking
No, not a hiatus.
Oh, we're taking
we're gonna take a card from their cookbook or whatever you want to call it. Thank you. We are going to start doing seasons of the Dubious Intent Plus.
Right.
And in our contract negotiations on like when next season would start,
right?
The producers, the writers, the talent,
right?
God, you couldn't believe the talent, how much trouble it was. The green M&Ms that were needed, you know, all that kind of stuff. We're starting the next season at the Vegas show.
There you go. Oh, we have more drinks being posted in here. Brian from Cheap Blue Guitar is enjoying a lovely Kilt Lifter. Looks to be some kind of IPA. So our season will officially start on September during the Pride 48 event in September. So we and then
I think it'd be in September. I was gonna say, but you fixed it. So
and then our season would actually end whenever we do the live streaming event at the beginning of the summer. See, so that way we can have the entire summer off. So our seasons will now start from the actual from the Pride 48 to Pride 48. Basically. And the reason for that, there's a lot of stuff that has to be done, and we just, you know, it's not like you're not going to hear us. We're still going to be on State of the Station. We still have to do all of those things. And it just adds a lot to it, and then the show kind of like takes a backseat anyway. So it's really just to kind of let us go our ways and do our own little personal. There's a lot of web stuff that I wanted to do for our website for a long time that I just don't have the time to do, and so I'm looking forward to kind of working on that. So,
And we are not pod fading.
Yeah, we're not pod fading.
I'm not. We do plan on coming back. So I need all that 2 months to go through all the celebrity death phone.
Right. We will have a winner. let's get a damn winner.
Who won? Right. You know, we said we were going to do it at Pride 48 Vegas, and by God, we're going to do it at Pride 48 Vegas.
We will. With God as my witness.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick.
Excellent. So we just have one little thing hiding here inside the tech segment. I don't know if you were excited by this or not. I heard this story, and then I read the story, and then I had to go and read it like 3 or 4 more times just because it was like, this sounds too freaking awesome to actually be true.
I don't know if I'm excited. And the only reason I say that is, we better say what the story is before we go on about it.
Well, I was trying to get there. Oh, hold on.
You were asking me a question.
Whoa.
Are you playing music?
I was, but it's not the right song. I was looking. What's the name of that song? Oh,
I thought I had that fucking Vegas app on Facebook, because exactly. Every time that is on, I hear all this Vegas music.
Yeah, what is that? There's a song. The beautiful balloon song. See, if only I had some kind of... Oh, wait, here it is. It's right here.
And
all right, fine. So,
I don't think that's about balloons. I really...
Excellent.
I really
know what Google is doing. This is one of their cool little Project X things that they're doing. They're actually going to send up balloons into the air to send the internet down to areas that do not have good coverage. So these are massive helium balloons that are going to just kind of soar around at 60,000 feet, which is twice the height of a commercial airliner.
You had me at massive.
And they're going to stay up there for just months at a time, and they each have a little solar array underneath them. And, of course, this is way up above the clouds, so they always have good sunlight up there. And then it's a mesh network. So each of these balloons then communicates back with the other balloons that are up there, and then the balloon that's closest to the large city that has the ground station, that's where the internet connection actually comes from and back. So it's just this amazing. It gives the people on the ground in areas that have no basic infrastructure 3G or better speeds on this this balloon internet. It's incredible. It's amazing. I like I said, I had to read it 3 times. It was just really, I don't even know what to say.
Well, okay. Although it's exciting that it should this work. We will have internet in rural areas and it's cheaper, I would assume, than running cable all over the place and doing all that. And maybe I'm just spoiled. I would never move a place without, I'm not one of these, I'm going to move out to the country and I'm going to have some cows and some horses.
But you're still back. Don't get trapped into the paradigm that the internet is just people. We are in into the age of the internet of things. In order for us to have remote sensors and remote volcanoes, or for us to have weather sensors out that can connect back to us and give us meaningful information, these are things that require, we can measure things in places that we we could not feasibly measure things in before, to learn more about our planet, to learn more about weather prediction patterns and stuff like that. It's bringing the internet to these places is an amazing thing. The core of the internet, right? Internetworking things. That is an amazing
thing.
And
so maybe you've answered my question or what I was going to say. By the way, Toppy Smelly in the chat room says, what about chickens? Chickens are fine as long as there's internet. But what I was going to say is we have these things called satellites now.
Yes.
And the problem with things that are floating up in the air, and I realize before anyone says this, that satellites are like miles and miles, you know, up.
Yes.
And a balloon would not be that high. But I still think there's going to be latency.
Oh, yeah. No,
so it's not like you're going to be streaming your Netflix, you know.
No, but this is not really for people. It is for people, but it's not for – it's for people that, like in New Zealand, out in the middle of nowhere that don't have, or like research stations, or just underdeveloped country, or third world countries that, you know, are getting back in, you know. So it's not like you're going to sit down with your Windows 8 machine and this is going to be more like internet for smartphones. This is going to be more like 3G kind of internet for smartphones. Yes, the latency will be horrible, but 60,000 feet, right, which is about, 9 miles high, is a whole lot less than 100 miles high, which is
true,
where the satellites are.
I mean,
and the power needed to transmit from the Earth to something 9 miles high is considerably less than going to 100 miles high. We're still dealing with, you know, electricity, right? We have to send a signal, a radio wave from the ground to the balloon overhead and back.
Because, I mean, just what... You know, hopefully it's not for humans, because think of our poor listeners to Pride 48 right, who are exactly in New Zealand just wanting to stream XTube.
Right.
And, you know, or whatever it is that they that they stream.
We should figure that out. How long it would take to download the XTube video of you with the cantaloupe.
I mean, right when you got to the money shot. You know, you get this buffering wheel.
Right.
And, you know, when I'm moving, I'm trying to figure out whether I'm going to get 50 megabits per second down or 150 megabits per second down.
Wrong. It's just absolutely, completely wrong. Are you done?
You can never have enough. Yes.
Excellent. All right. This. The news.
I have to find this story now. Okay. A survey conducted by the Australian Bureau of Statistics, by the way, which is called ABS, which I thought was analog brakes. But
I thought that was anal bowel syndrome. Oh, wait. No,
could be. Could be a lot of things. Okay.
IBS.
It's gone from voluntary to on economical issues such as employment to mandatory personal questions regarding one's sex life. Australian citizens have been complaining about government surveyors knocking on their doors and asking very intrusive personal questions. One resident in particular was asked what sexual partners his wife had.
Wait, is he specific Australian that is complaining? Is it R.T. Cruiser?
I didn't ask him. Could be. He was also asked when either of them would be home alone.
Good day, mate. Would you happen to be a slut? And when will you be home by yourself?
Yeah, exactly. When residents decline, they can face fines or even jail time.
Wow.
There's actually, if you want to look in the Trello, there's actually a little interview with this guy. You might want to, since you're the one streaming, see if you can get to that link and play that video. While you're looking for it, I'll continue reading here. Australian government has been conducting refer to.
Do you want me to play it?
Sure.
Now, the Australian Bureau of Statistics serves a very useful purpose, but the way it collects information has upset some Brisbane residents. They're shocked at the questions being asked, but what happens when they refuse to answer is unbelievable. Lisa Goddard has more.
Of course, here in the States, we would call her Lisa Goddard.
It is a huge intrusion. I feel violated.
In a democratic society, it's completely outrageous.
One knock on your door...
Oh, dear God.
How can I help you?
And your private life is government property.
Don't we have this in America? It's called Chris Hansen. It's like, can I give you just have a seat over there, sir? Just sit down right over there for a moment, please, sir.
And another news, she asked for sex in exchange for chicken McNuggets.
You got the music and everything.
They can ask me anything they want. There's no limit.
But Chris Leroy says this time the Australian Bureau of Statistics has picked the wrong guy. Chris says he'll go to jail rather than answer intrusive questions about his sex life and when or if his partner...
God, what does he do?
Can you ask... They can ask any question. Excuse me, sir. I'm from the Bureau of Statistics. What number are you thinking of right now? Right what? Now. How about right now? Yeah, no, right now. No, it can't be the tell same me. Number. What's the number right now? You must tell me.
Or it's like going, God, they would just, if we did that over here, you know, they knock on Big Fatty's door, he opens up the door, all they see is right. slings it's and like, whips and leather.
Ah, welcome to the Fat Cave.
He's like, I have a gentleman caller here.
No, ignore him. He's supposed to have that in his mouth.
How many people do you have in your household, sir? Well, you see here, it just depends on what night of the week you're talking about.
Depends on the meaning of the word house.
Anyway, so is there something that he's going to say? He's reenacting the tragic knock on the door. He's like, I don't know how you would, I don't know how to explain this. They are reenacting him being badgered by the statisticians. Which means they went out and hired someone to play the part of an intrusive statistician.
We do have
there were writers. People wrote lines for the actors playing the part of the intrusive statisticians. There were multiple takes. This was the best take that they could possibly have come up with.
You know, I want to know. These people. How do you get in the business of being like an actor for like instructional videos or like, you know, or a model? You say, I'm a model. Oh, what do you model? Well, I model, you know, those little posters that you know, the inspirational posters they put up in, you know, or something like that.
I would like to try out for the part of store clerk number two, please.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know how you, maybe Vera Charles knows how to,
So
that.
We have here the results for the sex census.
Sater says you go to auditions. So you would actually have to go and audition for the part of the intrusive statistician. New pictures in the events room. I'm sorry, I'm just going to randomly chime in with that. Jeremy has posted, looks like a protein shake that he will be drinking.
What kind of protein is that? So they actually post the Australian sex census results. I don't know if this is the same thing, but we have such things as, which would you say best describes your sexual preference? Did you know that in Australia, there 68% of respondents were heterosexual, 73% male, 58% female.
Yes.
Homosexual is only 4.9%.
Only 4.9% of Australians are willing to admit that they're gay.
Now, for those of you on Grindr who like the kind of straightish men in Australia.
Now, keep in mind, they can ask you any question at any time.
The bi-curious, 13.1% of the population.
Wow.
Now, are you a virgin? Only 3.7% of respondents are virgins.
Now, I'm curious if what the overlap is. Can we draw a Venn diagram there with the bi-curious and the virgins? Exactly where would the overlap there be? I'm a virgin bi-curious person. I haven't actually had sex yet, but I think about it with both.
I don't know. There are no ways in this story to do that.
Okay.
So I'm going to move right along.
Excellent.
To our other story. Damn it, if I can pull it up. Why does this always happen to me? Where is the story?
Performance anxiety, number of things.
Yeah, I know. It won't get hard. Anyway, Soprano star. Now, everyone talked about him dying.
Yes.
If you didn't know, James Gandolfini, ladies and gentlemen, is in fact dead. He is sleeping with the fishes.
Also known right as, now. I believe, Gandolfini the White.
Exactly. someone mailed him a horse head and now he's gone. Anyway, Sopranos star James Gandolfini, who struggled with booze addiction in his final weeks, scarfed down a decadent final meal that included at least 8 alcoholic drinks, the Post has learned.
Wow.
Gandolfini guzzled 4 shots of rum, 2 pina coladas, and 2 beers at dinner with his son, while he chowed down on 2 orders of fried king prawns and a large portion of foie gras, a hotel source in Rome said.
And then he played Don't Stop Believing by Journey on the jukebox.
The Emmy Award winner had attended several Alcoholics Anonymous meetings on Perry Street in West Village, but people who saw him there didn't think that he was serious about getting sober, said a source familiar with the matter. I can confirm he has been known to blow lines and drink like an Irish sailor on weekend leave, said another source. Anyway, so he had quite a, you know, at least he died happy, I want to say. You
he
know
died.
I
mean? He was happy and drunk.
He was drunk. He had had a good meal.
He had a shrimp. I mean, like he had several, one or two or more scrimps in his stomach. And I believe he was starting to, you know, feel a little bit queasy and whatnot. And it was reported by people there that he actually stood up. It looked like he was going to hurl for a moment and then said,
"You cannot pass!
Get out!" I was trying to get to the good one.
the good one is you shall not pass,
but that was fan. We'll have to fix that in post.
YouTube,
it will be just like an NPR show. We'll fix that in post.
Don't tell me. right. Anyway, so
no, here. He was going to hurl, but he turned around and he said,
"And
all right, it's fine."
Said as Big Fatty said, but did he ask for sex? In exchange for chicken McNuggets.
Exactly. All right. Excellent. Is that your news?
That is the news.
That is the news.
Yes, it is.
3, 2, 1. Contact is the secret. Is the moment when everything happens. Contact is the answer. Is the reason that everything happens. Contact.
Excellent. We have just a rash. What do you call this? A rash of content? Of contact?
A rash.
Iconoclastic rash of content to get through here.
Yes, exactly.
in our waning 18 minutes of the show. Let's go immediately to it right this moment, and let's listen to Miss Donna Sugars.
Hello, boys. It's Donna Sugars.
Hi, Donna.
Oh, darling. So I was listening to your latest show. Daniel made a 30 Rock reference.
Yes.
And I never watched that show when it was on the air, but then I heard so many good things about it, and I listened to her audiobook.
Yes.
I have become so addicted to that show now, and I'm watching it because I bought all the seasons. And I'm just curious, Daniel, do you think it's wrong that I'm having sexual dreams about Kenneth Page? I don't know what it is about him. Serious. Bye.
No, I don't think it's wrong for you to have sexual thoughts about Kenneth the Page. Kenneth the Page is like he's a nerd. I mean, a fact from, you know, that he's a country bumpkin or whatever. It's like he's got that kind of nerdy, kind of geeky thing going on there.
And I think you and Donna both have this same thing of being attracted to nerdy guys.
Yes, nerdy guys, especially with glasses. There could be three guys in a row, two of them ultra hot and one of them, you know, average with glasses. I will immediately look at the one with glasses. That's just my thing, right? So
for those of you who are dying to get with Daniel Vegas.
That's right. Which would be no one.
No matter how hideous you are, ladies and gentlemen,
just
wear some glasses.
Slap a pair of glasses. On it. That's all.
Put a couple of pins in your front pocket, mm-hmm. A pocket protector, mm-hmm. and some glasses. You'll have it made.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, look.
Oh, and tell walk around telling him that he needs to re-record certain things.
Right,
he said.
Exactly.
He'll love it.
Right. Here's Donna calling again.
Hey, girls. It's Donna Sugars again.
Yes.
I do have to say, continuing to listen to your show, the Cheesecake Factory fucking sucks. That place is a terrible place.
It does not.
All right. Now, it took me a moment to even think to figure out what she was talking about. She's talking about the Cheesecake Factory. We were talking about the Cheesecake Factory. It is Miss Donna Sugar's considered opinion that it sucks.
It doesn't. I'm not a big fan of cheesecake. So I don't go there for the cheesecake, but I love their food. They have a huge menu, and I've never had anything on there that was bad.
I object to the fact that you used a silent H on that. Can you re-record that with a hard H?
Huge. They have a huge menu. Excellent. I don't know why. I think I get in this habit of under-pronouncing things so that I don't pop things and have
right,
hissy
exactly.
things.
Right. We have to get through this here.
For a place who's called the Cheesecake Factory, they don't actually make cheesecake. It is frozen cheesecake that they defrost and bring to your table charge you $7 a slice. Oh, hell no.
Hell no.
You can at least have one of those damn people back in the kitchen, make some real ass fucking cheesecake. You're called the Cheesecake Factory.
Hell no. Oh, I thought we were still doing that. I'm sorry, that is the worst cell phone. I'm aborting that phone call right now. It's just like,
I want to go back to that just for 1 second. Donna, it's called the Cheesecake Factory. So they make the cheesecakes in a factory, they freeze them, and then they send them on to the restaurants. That's the name of the restaurant, Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah, there's a factory in the back. It's well known. It is well known that there is actually a factory in the back of every single one of those restaurants where there's little people, there's like little, you don't call them dwarves. What do you call them? The little people that make the things.
Yes, the little dwarves that make cheesecake.
The Keebler dwarf elves thing. Elves, that's what they're called. They're the cheesecake elves. God, I can't believe Donna didn't know that. All right, moving on. Here's another phone call from someone completely new. Oh, wait, no, it's Donna again.
Well, hello, boys. I'm going to call and defend Joey L. Buharker.
Uh-oh.
Did I say that right?
Yes.
Yeah, I said that right. Oh. I'm going to defend him and the Cocktails and Cream Puffs Darling.
Yes.
Just because they put a little production into their efforts, and that's not just about content.
I'm sorry, I think you mean a little effort in their production. But, you know, I'm just nitpicking now. Can you re-record that?
I mean, anyone can read random news stories that they think are hilarious and are kind of
Uh-huh.
But you know what? That Whitney
Donna does that for 2 minutes.
Yeah, I was going to say, anyone could read 2 minutes of news.
Yes, darling.
Daniel. Oh, God, you're so fucking funny.
Oh, thank you.
But really, darling, just because they got to end, and this is actually, I'm not going to say, it's not Daniel. It's Adam.
Yeah, it is. It's Adam.
And what is it? Why is it because they have theater friends that you had to say it in that weird, pompousy way? They're all actors. They're all paid actors.
Right.
I don't even know how I said it.
I don't know. Where is this coming from?
I don't know.
Well, darling, so you know, early next year, or hopefully mid next year,
Oh, my God. I think this is breaking news. Is this breaking news?
It could be.
Oh,
I don't know.
Shit,
I didn't
do I
listen.
Have a – that's an old – I found this the other day. Oh, on a
maybe thing. It'll just appear in your Dropbox magically.
No, one of our 6 or 7 engineers may have that there. Let's see. Breaking news. Fuck, where is it?
This is a live show with a time limit,
I know,
Daniel.
But it's – I got it. I know I got it. Here it is right here. Here we go. This is in for the Doobies and Tint newsroom. We don't need 6 engineers. Fuck you. Oh, and breaking news. Excellent. Let's get right back to the breaking news, shall we?
I'll be moving to Buffalo to pursue my dream of taking over Cocktails and Cream Puffs, probably killing Joey. But we don't know. We don't know. We'll work it out.
Oh, my God.
But I just thought you should know. Donna Sugars is moving to Buffalo.
She is.
Okay.
Donna Sugar, I might actually listen to that show now.
You know, I don't know. If first of all, she's only defending them because now she's practically on the show.
I know.
You know, so she's part of their effort, that I must say. Second of all, Joey and I love each other. I'm just giving him a hard time.
Right.
That's all. Excellent. Is she going to make his devil costumes, you know, when she gets out there?
She's going to be in charge of getting the smell of sulfur out of the room. All right. Oh, dear Gussie, we only have 11 minutes left, and we have a phone call from Miss Kathy Bacon, which those are known to take at least 11 minutes. So let's get right to that, shall we?
Oh, my gosh. You guys are not going to believe this.
What?
Wendy's has – Papa John's has $5 large pizza. Wendy's has – driving down the street. Wendy's has waffle cones. Now you,
she, oh my God, you will not believe Wendy's has, Papa John's has $5 pizzas. It's like, what the fuck? She was, her, in her random side statement, she was then distracted by yet another ad for it. Oh, $5 pizza. Wow. That's
first of all, she is a marketer's dream, apparently. Is. And second of all, she is very easily distracted, and it must be very difficult for her to decide what to feed her children every night.
I am going to feed my children some Wendy's. Oh, $5 pizzas from Papa John's.
Right.
So let's continue.
I don't think that they're putting their, what is it called? They
Frosty.
Have the,
Frosty.
Wendy's.
Frosty.
Not a McFlurry.
Frosty.
What is it?
Frosty. Like, Frosty.
You don't think they're
Frosty.
Putting their Frosty.
Yes, yes. Ding, ding, ding.
Cream
yes,
in there? You would think you'd have to put something.
Milk? Cheese.
Harder.
Eggs.
Than that. Well, anyway. I'm going to have to check them out. Okay, so I'm like going to Vegas on Saturday, and I'm like totally soft in the middle from that. Well, my treadmill's not working, so.
Right.
Anyway, I really am not having any ice cream between now and when I get back from Vegas.
Okay.
And I am joining the gym when I get back from Vegas.
Right. Goodbye. But she did the very first thing she did when she got to Vegas today. She posted on the Twitters. Oh dear God, what was that? She posted on the Twitter. She got a taco salad. So she was in Vegas. She took a picture of the Excalibur and then a picture of her taco salad. So there you go. Let's goove right along to our next best produced podcast. By the way, to our next caller here. This is coming from us from Canada land.
Hi there, it's Rick. I'm calling, and I just wanted to say two things. Number one, thank you so much for supporting me and mentioning my attempt at doing the walk to raise some money. That was very sweet and heartfelt.
Oh, how did that go? Do we know how that went? Do we know how that went?
Or
has it happened yet?
I don't remember the date on it, but I don't think it has. Maybe.
Yeah. I think Turniped's in the chat room somewhere. So Turniped.
It was the 20-something
yeah.
of June.
Right.
But
well,
I can't
maybe we'll just listen to the rest of his voicemail
right,
where he
maybe.
Will explain it. Yes, exactly.
Let him fucking talk.
I today when I was listening to your little show.
Yes.
So thank you very much for that. Second of all, just for the fuck of it, James Gandolfini is dead. Bye. Oh, wait, no, that's not how we hang up anymore. We just go...
Excellent. He is using the first person to use the sighing, the just sighing instead of actually hanging up.
And I guess we needed the celebrity death phone call for that one.
Oh, so Turnipad in the chat room says that it is the next week. So, by the way, for those of you in the chat room, if you would like to donate to a really good cause, I'm sure Turnip will post the link in the chat room. He is doing a walkathon where you can sponsor him to do it in it's a worthy cause and a good friend to the community. So you will be helping out a good organization and helping him out. So post the link there in the chat room. And that way we can make sure that we support our Canadian friends. And you can pay for it in Canadian money, which isn't actually real. All right, let's move on to our final voicemail. This comes in from the lovely and talented Nessa.
Hi, Daniel and Adam. This is Nessa. I'm just calling to check in for Joey and let you know that I am still alive and I'm A-OK.
Okay.
That's it. Hang up now.
Is she telling us to hang up or was she... I'm confused.
I'm very confused by
she
that.
She called us and she's telling us to hang up now.
Us. To
okay,
no, she, no,
now.
She was telling someone else to hang up. I think she had some engineering assistance there. Maybe she works for NPR.
Okay, wait. Who needs engineering assistance to make a phone call?
Right, apparently Nessa.
So Derek was standing there beside her. She's
right.
she's like, dear, maybe this is how in Scotland. The women are not allowed to make their own phone calls.
That's probably what it is.
So,
yeah, because
so
those Scottish,
men,
did you not see the movie Brave? I think the entire movie Brave was revolved around the fact that Scottish women are not allowed to use the phone. That's what I'm saying.
Possibly. She's saying my engineer, Daniel Brewer. Oh, are you the one that called our voicemail for her?
No.
You were, oh, was that last night when you were drunk?
It could have been. That's
you
what I'm,
remember.
Yeah, it could have been.
So Daniel, you called our own voicemail.
Right. I'm sorry. I'm doing so this. You know what? Not only do we not have six engineers like an NPR show, but I am actually receiving messages in the chat room while we're talking, like private messages about the show coming up after us. Apparently, they are having some engineering difficulties, and so I'm trying to deal with that there because.
Well, so I want to mention this really fast. I know we don't have birthdays today.
We do not.
But we will have one because I'm going to mention – I'm just going to do this really quick, I promise. So this birthday here
– Oh, see, I know – see, I have to disqualify myself because I heard this on the Seder Sphere earlier. Because they were the mystery song of the week, whatever the fuck, last week was from Kinky Boots, which Cyndi Lauper wrote, and Seder said it was Cyndi Lauper's birthday today, so I know that it is Cyndi Lauper's birthday.
So we don't have the contest, but
you can turn it off now. Jesus,
Cyndi Lauper's birthday.
Okay, can you turn off the Cyndi? Oh, Jesus.
I don't know how loud it comes across to you. I know how loud it
sounded.
For me.
Let me just say, like, it sounded like something from Fatty. That's what I'm trying to say. It sounded like something.
It was like the beginning of Mad Dingo today, where like they were like
Mad Dingo. You know, I did not know that Wendy had such a good voice because she was singing when she was supposed to. There was a joke there, and I lost it. All right, so I'm still anxiously waiting to find out what's happening here about the show after us. So in order to save some time with the typing thing, I do not use Skype. But I do use Google Plus, so if Hat M wants to hit me on Google Plus, I will happily pull him into this Hangout, and he can do his show from here. And unlike Skype, he could then invite any people in there that he wanted to. Let me know if that. Maybe I should just toss him an invite to the.
So, how do you think it's gone thus far?
Which
everyone want the Pride 48?
You know, why don't you? I think Pride 48 weekend has gone great. I always notice this. Not always notice, but I noticed this today. We always seem to be in the middle. Did you notice that? It's like Fatty is traditionally
that way. Right? I like to be in the middle.
Fatty is traditionally the first show, and the last show is always Ding the Bell.
Ding the bell, yes.
And we end up kind of being somewhere in the middle. But the thing that I don't know what we're going to do is in Vegas, John Ong won't be in Vegas. So how are we going to do that?
I don't know.
Someone is going to have to step into those amazingly large Asian shoes to do the last show. What do you call that? In tug of war, there's a name for the person at the end, right? That's the last one at the end. Exactly. Thank you so much.
The anchor, the iconoclastic anchor of the show. Right.
Look, there's Hattie, but he's joined from his cell phone, and I don't think you're actually going to do your show from the cell phone. Hi, Hattie. How are you?
Hi.
Are you going to be doing your show from your cell phone?
No.
So if you want to hit your computer and come back into the Hangout that way, then that way you can I'll keep you connected to the stream and you can do your show that way.
Okay.
Will that work?
We're going to try to. Yeah, the Yeti is behind me.
Yes, I see that. So did you want to try to connect on your own to see if that will work?
Yes, we're going to try to connect the traditional way.
Okay. All right.
And if it doesn't work, I'll stop the telephone and connect.
Got it. Excellent.
The computer.
Excellent. All right. Well, then, in that case, then let us wrap up here, and then we'll let you do your try. All right. So, what I wanted to say really quickly here is we have raised a fair amount of money so far this weekend. Thanks for those of you who have donated. But if you have not yet donated, please move your self over to pride48.com. Click on the donate button. We need to raise a bit more money. We have to pay for our suite in Vegas. We also pay for all the alcohol while we're there. I think last year we paid for some birthday cakes for people, whatnot. So it's not going into any of the suits pockets.
What was the amount again?
What? I'm any amount.
Did you
amount.
Give an amount?
No, I was going to. I was getting to the page right
okay.
now. Our balance stands right now at $288.80.
Yay.
So we need to...
Thanks, everyone. We didn't even...
Yeah. Now, just to give you an idea, the suite runs about $1,100 to $1,200.
About $1
million. Yeah, $1 million. So if you want to head over to Pride 48 and do a little... It doesn't have to be a huge donation. It can be a small donation. And if you're going to be in Vegas, you might as well chip in at least 10 or 15 bucks because you're going to be drinking the free alcohol anyway, and that's how the alcohol gets bought. So,
and if you want to put in your, can I do this now? By the way,
yes.
If you want to put in, because you know John will not be here,
right?
So what we're going to do is, if you want to volunteer to do that show, we really need volunteers because we've lost the agent.
DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 2x2 DI Plus. That's 229-234-7587. Or send us an email, contact at dubiousintent.com. You can find us on Google Plus, I think. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on... we don't use the Twitters.
We don't even know where you can be, found.
We're on the internet, I think. We're in the balloons, high above the internet. That's what we should do. Anyway, we'll see you guys in September. And Pride 48, that'll be our next show. I know. I'm going to miss you too, Adam. Aww.
We only see each other on this show.
No, we'll still see each other. We always have XTube.
It's your ploy to get me to come out to Connecticut.
I know. That's what it is. You should come out here to the Nutmeg State. I don't remember this song being so long, but for God's sakes, we got Hadim standing by over there, like waiting and everything.
And everyone's watching the minutes on the clock. Get off the stream!
Good night, Chet.
Good night, David.